Welcome to the 10-Minute Entrepreneur Podcast, intended to equip and encourage business owners and aspiring entrepreneurs. Taught by active business owner, best-selling author, and teacher, Sean Castrina.
All right, Sean Castrina with the 10-Minute Entrepreneur Podcast. I'm sharing with you four must business goals. And I don't care what type of business it is. I have people all the time reach out to me. What if I have this type of business? What if I have an online business? I don't care. Business is fairly simple. I've already shared that with you. There's only three things you do in business, and it doesn't matter what the business is. You attract customers, you sell customers, and you fulfill what it is you sold to them. That's business. One, two, and three. So let me share with you four goals that you want to constantly look at every year and see if you're improving on these. And these will kind of tell you where your company's at right now if you're in the early stages. But the first thing that you try to set is traction. What you're selling, people are buying, and there's kind of this continuous loop. And so traction will have a lot to do with your marketing. Are you repeatedly attracting customers? Is there enough customers out there buying what it is you're selling so that you can stay in business? But this traction phase is critical, because without traction, you can't budget. There's no reason to look at a P&L statement, because it's going to tell you you're not making any money. So the first thing that I try to achieve as when I'm launching a business is I'm trying to reach traction. I'm trying to have consistency in attracting customers and selling customers. You know, I feel like money, because that allows consistent money to come in, and that's what creates attraction, and then you actually got a business. Until you have enough money coming in to where you're profitable, to me, you're just, at that point, it's a hobby. You're optimistic it might work, but you don't really know. It's only when you go over the mountaintop and now it's profit. You got enough money to put money into reserves. You got money to grow, to reinvest in your company. So again, our four must goals. First one is you want traction. And I simply ask you, how is your marketing doing? Do you have a continuous cycle of customers seeking out your business? Set measurables to these. I have a spreadsheet I get every week. I actually get it every single day. And there's a numerical number that my staff knows in my one company that we want to hit. It's a numeric. And it will reflect traction. It has repeat customers, referral customers, and all the various ways we attract customers. And there's just a golden number. And I know if we hit that number, this traction number, all the other dominoes will actually work themselves out. So first goal, traction. Second one is a goal that you want to have. And this is kind of harder maybe to measure, but it's you want to perfect your systems. And this is the fulfillment part of your business. The way that you can see if you're doing it is when you perfect systems, speed increases. What you're doing faster. You're delivering your products faster. You're creating your products faster. Okay, everything is a little bit faster when you perfect systems. I'll tell you, if your system's working, you have better staff retention. Why? Because average people can work within systems and be valuable. But again, I'm telling you four critical goals. These are touch points. I'm the guy who tells you business does not have a trick shot. It has the fundamentals of business. First one's traction. Second is you want to perfect your systems. This is your fulfillment. We can measure that kind of through your speed. We can measure it through our staff retention. You can see it in your profit margins. Well, if you got more speed, you got more profit. If you can fulfill what it is faster, well, there's profit margin. At the very least, your labor's less. Next is your customer service, your reviews and what customer feedback. If you're fulfilling better, then obviously customers are going to share that experience, good or bad. You're going to get feedback on that. So this is another measurable. You want to perfect your systems. These are your touch points. Okay, we're attracted. Our traction's excellent. We're attracting customers, selling customers. We got that continuous loop of customers coming in through, our buying process. Now we're fulfilling what it is that we're selling to them, and we're doing it even better. We've added speed to it. Okay, next is growth. You're selling enough. And I kind of teased you with this with traction, the very beginning of traction of this. But growth is when you're selling enough there that you're able to reinvest in your business. You're able to do a lot of things. This is like research and development. You're able to reinvest. This is where you actually layer your staff, where you have a backup talent. I'm there in my company where I have a crew that I don't necessarily have to have, but they're a few utility players that I know that I could use in multiple situations if I need to. Because we have enough growth, we have enough positive income to be able to put this back into our business. I'm allowed to beta test ideas that I have, services that I think could be effective. Why? Because we have growth. Now, if you're in a survival stage, it's hard to do these things. Last thing you're doing is having extra staff. That's a luxury. And this, in fact, is luxuries. When you have growth, you can put money back into some capital expenses. Like we've expanded our office, you know, twice in the last 6 years. Okay. Why? Because we've had growth. We've been able to upgrade, you know, vehicles and we bought, you know, tools and things that can make our business, you know, more efficient, and computers and operating systems and all that thing. Why? Because there's growth. So this, when you have growth, it allows you to build a moat around your business. One is when you have growth, you have cash. You have extra staff. Typically, if you're smart, you've done some really good marketing with your brand. So your brand is well protected. It's well recognized. So growth allows you, again, when you do that, you can reinvest back into your business. You can create critical infrastructure. You can protect your brand. Growth allows you to build a moat around your business. All right, next, number four. Now you got to expand. Okay, you've protected your business. That's fine. And sometimes three and four can go simultaneously. And it's possible you'll need to expand to create the growth you need. So these can go either way. But you better have three and four at some point. And the order, again, it doesn't really matter. But you want to hit all four of these. Okay, it's like picture yourself playing baseball. You got to get around to all four. Well, you want to expand. And expand means you're adding products. Okay, at some point, you typically to your first $1 million, it's a one-trick pony. And that's smart, and that's good, that's easy to market. It's easy to become great at, it's easier to staff at. But then you gotta add complementary products. I mean, you look at like MyPillow, it started with a pillow, and now it's pillowcases, it's bedding, they got dog beds now. You look at Untuck It. I went on there today and they were selling like women's jackets. I don't think it's a good fit, but again, they're adding products. Okay, Tommy John underwear, you know, keeps expanding. Now they got loungewear. Why? You got to start adding more products because your market tends to, you know, it runs out of space. Your target customer, you know, becomes, you know, somewhat fixed. So you got to add additional products, got to add additional services. This is what we've done over one of my companies over 21 years where we beta test services that we think would resonate. And now, 21 years later, we have 8 divisions of our company because we have 8 services that are companies within themselves. They have their own P&L statement. They have their own checking account, own reserve account. Okay. Or you're going to add new locations. Physically new locations, you're going to service new locations, but you're going to expand. You're going to expand your demographics. Okay. You're going to try to, and again, I shared this with the Untuck It and different things. You're going to try to get other people outside of this fixed market that you had. You're trying to introduce your services to them and or your products and try to, hey, I think this other group might be interested in it. Example, that was when Mercedes, known for being an expensive brand, introduced like the $32,000 Mercedes. I thought it was like a trick car. I don't think it was necessarily the best idea because I think people that drive Mercedes, we kind of want you to be qualified for it. We don't want, you know, because we know we're spending 50 to 80 grand. We don't want you to be able to run around with that emblem at 32. You know, it had like the leatherette and it was smaller and had like the smallest engine. And I think they've kind of moved away from that. They have something now, I think, closer to 40. But Mercedes should not be selling cars that are comparable with a Kia and a Hyundai. They just shouldn't. But it shows you that even your high-end brands know that they need to add more customers. They want to expand that. So what they're trying to do maybe is get the younger sub 30 millennial to buy their vehicle and then be a lifelong. I'm sure that would be their logical explanation to that. And they're just trying to get them hooked early. Well, I think that's fine, but let's hook them around $38,000, $39,000. Because at $32,000, how much Mercedes are you really giving them? And are they really getting the true Mercedes? Okay? As somebody who owns a few Mercedes, it's a great vehicle. And I didn't spend $32,000. All right. What I shared with you is four musts. These are four must business goals. And it's regardless of the type of business you have. You want to try to hit these four. And again, three and four can go in a different order, but you want traction first. You want a continuous loop. You're attracting customers and selling them, okay? Attracting and selling, and they're telling others, and you're attracting and selling, and there's this consistent loop. Without that, you can never, you know, meet your financial obligations because you have inconsistent sales. Number two is you perfect your systems. This is your fulfillment part of it. And you want to add speed. Okay, because if you add speed, you'll increase your profit margins. If not anything, your labor goes down. Typically, speed in anything is going to make you some more money. This is where you do better with your customer service. This is where you have better staff retention because systems allow average people to excel. Number three is growth. There has to be growth now. You need to be able to put money in reserves. You need to build a moat around your business. You need to have money to reinvest into your infrastructure. You need to reinvest into staffing, training, things like that. This is the luxury part. You reach the point of growth where you're able to, you know, have some of these luxuries. And then you expand. And this is where you add products, services, and or locations to your business. These are the four musts. I hope you're paying attention. Thank you so much for listening to the podcast. It's brought to you by GetStartedMarketing.com. They're incredible at bringing more buyers to your business, attracting more traffic. They're incredible. I encourage you to reach out to them, GetStartedMarketing.com. Again, thank you so much for listening to the podcast. We will talk again soon.